Hi there, my name is Pete. But I could also remain totally anonymous. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little while. But first, let me start by saying that right now, I really am a grateful believer in our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. And He's given me 7 years and 3 months of freedom and recovery from my struggle with lust and pornography. Did you catch something I said? I said, right now. Let me explain. If I'm completely honest with this testimony, I must first admit right now that for most of my life, I haven't been very grateful. Even though God reached out and chose me at an early age, and even though I've been deeply blessed throughout my life, my human choice for much of this life has been to follow my own selfish path as I remained ungrateful to the God who knew me and forgave me even before I was born with His ultimate sacrifice. Thankfully, over time, this is something that God has helped me to understand, and now my greatest joy in life is knowing from principle two in Celebrate Recovery that God does exist, that I do matter to Him, and that He has the power to help me recover. For me, the need for this recovery wasn't even evident until God reached out unexpectedly and reminded me that I had strayed from Him and that I was really in a struggle. As I sat in the worship center of this church with my wife one Sunday morning in February of 2008, a man who would later become a trusted friend and my sponsor in CR stood up before this entire church and confessed his own sins, and then humbly stood by while his wife described the pain and hurt that she had experienced as a result of his choices. Most amazing to me, though, was that through all of this, they had stayed together as he reached out to God to accept his forgiveness, and through Celebrate Recovery, they had both been healed. Through their powerful testimony, God had firmly placed his foot in the center of my chest, and I could no longer live with my own secret. Later that same morning, I silently asked for God's strength, and as gently as I could, I broke the heart and soul of the woman I had loved and cherished, but willfully deceived for 26 years. This was my own personal rock bottom, and this is how I came into Celebrate Recovery. Do you remember a few minutes ago I referred to this as a struggle? I didn't even realize I had a struggle until God shook me and got my attention. That's when I first stood up, told the devil to back off, and tried to win this one all by myself. Yep, that was me, a self-reliant, can-do, and very typical modern American male. But the truth is, I was broken and I was powerless. And God had to show me this before I could ever begin to recover from my own private and secret struggle. Thankfully, my path began with a visit with one of our trusted pastors here at Rolling Hills. And my next step was towards Celebrate Recovery. Believe me, this recovery I keep referring to, it's all about following those steps. But I'll get back to that in a few minutes. Let's back up a little bit. How did I wind up getting myself into this mess? An external snapshot of my life really did have the appearance of a real human success story. Although I'm not exceedingly wealthy, I never really have been without, as the old saying goes. That's interesting. My first measure of success relates to material wealth. Like I said, I am broken, and in God's economy, that is the truth. 2008 will indeed be measured by our society as a dreadful year economically, but I now measure it with a joyful recollection of the time when God's healing began in me through Celebrate Recovery. With all this said, I really have been blessed. My wife, Erin, who's sitting right there, has been right with me for 32 years, and together we've raised two fantastic children. We always supported and attended their school activities, sports, dance recitals, everything. You know, all the stuff that consumes the modern American super family. Stress has always been a way of life for us, and together we made the choice to always put family first, even when it meant putting each other on hold. But I need to tell you right now that my struggle cannot be blamed on this. No. My struggle was a direct result of my own selfish choices, my own hurts, my own hang-ups, and my own habits, plain and simple. This is how I began with the steps you'll hear about in Celebrate Recovery. One at a time, closer to healing and closer to God. As you might hear at the beginning of some of our meetings, Celebrate Recovery is a spiritual plan of action. So let's dig into that a little bit deeper, okay? I'll try to tell you about one of these steps and what it means to me and my recovery. Lesson number one, when you get into a step study, will be all about denial. Now, here's a trait that I really did grow up with. In my family, denial was exercised more as a family value than a character defect. Although achievement was always a focus, my sister, brothers, and I were taught by example to look away from the faults of our parents, and he taught me to do this the same with my own faults. My mother was a high-achieving alcoholic who seesawed between function and dysfunction, and most of her life was a smorgasbord of hurts, hang-ups, and habits. She grew up as the pampered only child of a New York City businessman who was fortunate enough to enjoy a very comfortable lifestyle, even through the Great Depression. Through all of this, my mother was raised with a silver spoon, but when it came to building her own family and raising her own kids, she struggled with every detail that wasn't centered around her own needs. Although she did stress the importance of family and sticking together, she did not do well in a selfless family environment. Her first husband left when my sister was born. Mom quickly stepped into her second marriage to my father, which ended in divorce when I was 9 years old. This detail, along with my father's suicide a few months later, was information that my mother decided not to share with us kids until I was almost 20 years old. She had immediately remarried to her boss, moved us to another state, and was getting on with the next chapter in her own life, again brushing the past under a carpet of denial. This third marriage was the answer to my mother's dreams. My stepfather loved her well, and they entertained often, and they traveled often, and they usually left us kids with hired caregivers. They had drinks together each and every night, living the high life. And for the next 5 years, my mom was in the limelight again and very happy. They had a gardener to care for the property and a housekeeper to deal with us kids, all neat and tidy. For us kids, this fortified a pattern of denial in our own coping mechanisms and shored it up with a solid helping of abandonment. We even set the house on fire one time. By mistake? I don't think so. But we did get some attention. And yes, that one did really hurt. Anyway, by the age of 13, I was already learning how to isolate myself and how to cover up and how to cope with the pain. I'd also discovered that my stepfather kept poorly hidden adult magazines that further fueled my ability to escape the realities of my own situation. My secret life of isolation and self-medication was now moving into full motion. During this same time, though, the first of many blessings would also enter my life. When my mother and stepfather took their summer trips, they would send us kids off to a church-based summer camp. This is where I first met Christ. I can still recite some of the Bible verses that they made us learn. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And another one that I'm especially thankful for since entering Celebrate Recovery: if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. These, along with many other verses, still chime in my ears to remind me of the time when God chose me and I first accepted him and his salvation. Sadly, though, in one of these visits to summer camp, I also had my first official visit from the devil. He must have seen that God was winning me over, and he showed up right away. This embarrasses me now, but my first experience with inappropriate sex was with a preacher's daughter, and I can't even remember her name. I know, that sounds like a bad country song. I do recall, however, that my hormones had begun to rage, and I recognize now that my walk with the Lord has always been salted with distractions, temptations, and pitfalls. Later that same year, I entered high school and quickly learned that I could easily get away with a lot while my mom was looking the other way. And believe me, there wasn't much that I didn't try or experiment with. With our lives rocking along, things suddenly turned sour beyond anything we could have anticipated. My stepfather died suddenly, leaving my mother without her soulmate and leaving us kids, again, without a father to keep mom on an even keel. For my mother, this was strike three, and she was out. With two more hours, maybe, I could describe to you the meaning of a tailspin. Suffice it to say that there's little that my mother might have remembered from the remainder of my high school years. And for a definition of hell-bent, there was me. My deviance ranged from fights after our high school football games downtown, to bribing bums to buy us liquor, to 150-mile-an-hour street races, to speedy police chases on motorcycles, and all the way to standing in a dark warehouse, staring down the barrels of unfriendly firearms while we were buying large amounts of very illegal marijuana for resale. By the way, none of this stuff ever really made it onto my resume, and thankfully I was never arrested. God's Holy Spirit had protected me, and we held it together as a broken family. Even through those years, my mother managed to get us signed up for Young Life camps whenever they were offered. To my last day, I will always be thankful to God for the spark of faith he kept alive in my mother's heart as he carried her and us kids through those difficult times. My mom hit rock bottom, and I mean rock bottom, with her drinking in 1978, and us kids intervened and got her into AA. She later remarried, husband number four, and lived happily and sober until she died in November of 2007 at the ripe old age of 85. And we miss her dearly. Now, I chose to tell you a little bit about my life, not to blame my bad choices on anyone else, but rather to illustrate that what I went through did play a part in developing my tendencies toward isolation and eventually toward self-medication, and to keeping secrets with the bad choices that I had made. Again, I can't blame anyone. These were all my own choices. Most of my other escapades ended after I flunked out of college and learned the hard way how to work and how to survive. Thankfully, God gave me a good career, and he's always provided well. God also blessed me deeply with a dear wife who loves me, and she stood beside me when I fell. And she's loved me and supported me while God restored me for his purpose. My secrets are no longer secrets. And through Celebrate Recovery, we are both healed by the grace of God. He sees all, he knows all, and he forgives all who will make the choice to follow him. And for healing, he's also given himself Celebrate Recovery. You remember how I began the conversation? I started out by saying that I could choose to remain anonymous. Let me explain a little bit about that. In Celebrate Recovery, we protect and honor each other's anonymity. Everything that's shared here stays right here. And the only exception is if someone threatens to hurt themselves or someone else, period. Each and every person who participates in God's healing steps here in CR can do so with complete privacy while God repairs the damage from our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. I point this out to illustrate that the need for God's help in recovery is not just for the other guy. I'm a good man. I'm that nice guy down the street. I'm a family man. I'm a good husband, and I'm a good father. I might even be your neighbor, and I might even be the man who is right by your side. But through my history of hurts, hang-ups, and yes, my bad choices and habits, I had become broken and powerless to handle my own life and my own problems. But by God's grace and only by his power, and I mean only by his power, I'm now a deeply grateful child of God who's experienced the safety and complete anonymity while God showed me his will and gave me his healing through CR. So, if God brought you here tonight for his purpose, as he did with me, and if you need and want to be healed, please follow the CR steps. trust in him, and see for yourself what Celebrate Recovery is all about. The steps are not easy. In fact, about halfway through, I called it the crucible. But for encouragement, I can offer you these words from another guy named Peter, whose experience I've come to trust. From 1 Peter 1, I'll read, "The Hope of Eternal Life." All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach and change of decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it may bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of our souls. Thanks for letting me share, and all God's children said, amen.